right, so get those helmets ready, because today we're ditching the cars and hitting the trails for a deep dive into Virginia's e-biking scene. We're talking about stunning mountain vistas, peaceful riverside paths, and maybe even a few pit stops for some local flavor.
You know what's really exciting about Virginia is the sheer variety of trails that are available. We're talking about everything from those challenging mountain routes that'll really test your technical skills to, you know, the more leisurely paths that are just perfect for a family outing, and all of it explored from the comfort of your e-bike saddle.
Okay. You had me at comfort, I gotta say. So to map out this e-bike adventure, we've gathered intel from Virginia State Parks, some resources from the Shenandoah Valley, and even a firsthand account of an e-bike winery tour. Talk about a well-rounded perspective.
Yeah, definitely. Let's kick things off with those official Virginia State Parks trails. They've got over 55 miles that are dedicated solely to biking, another 138 miles for both hiking and biking, and then a whopping 256 miles of multi-use trails.
Wow, that's a lot of ground to cover. And I'm guessing they cater to a variety of e-bike classifications.
Oh, absolutely. They actually highlight trails that are suitable for everything from hand cycles to full suspension mountain bikes. And they really emphasize the need to always check those specific regulations before you head out. You know, you want to make sure that your e-bike is a good fit for the trails that you're eyeing.
That's a really good point. It's always better to be in the know. So for those who are eager to tackle some serious terrain, what kind of challenging mountain bike trails are we looking at?
Well, Virginia State Parks definitely does not shy away from some of those challenging landscapes. One standout is Pocahontas State Park, home to the Millstone Trail. This five-mile beast is rated Black Diamond, you know, the most difficult level, and features some technical elements like wood skinnies, which are narrow, elevated wooden planks, and rock gardens, you know, those sections with a high concentration of rocks requiring, you know, pretty skillful maneuvering. It sounds like a thrilling test of skill for experienced riders.
Now, that's what I call an adrenaline rush. And speaking of adrenaline, you mentioned the Morgan Trail system at Pocahontas a little bit earlier. What's the story with that one?
Oh, the Morgan Trails, yeah. They are notorious for their challenging features. One standout is the Morrell Ravine Trail, which has these unique half-pipe-like formations that are carved out by, you know, natural ravines. Imagine riding through those. It's just a real testament to the power of nature shaping the trails we ride.
Wow. I can just picture it. And moving right along our challenging trail tour, we have the Morrell Ravine Trail at York River State Park. What makes this one so special?
So the Morrell Ravine Trail is a 6-mile single track, meaning a narrow trail for one rider at a time. That follows these incredibly steep ravines. What's really fascinating is that these ravines were actually carved into ancient shell deposits, remnants of a time when this area was submerged underwater during the Tertiary period. Talk about a history lesson on two wheels.
So you're telling me I can get my history fix while also getting a workout? I'm sold. But hey, let's not forget about those who prefer a challenge with a side of ocean breeze. What about False Cape State Park's Sandridge Trail?
Ah, the Sandridge Trail. Yeah, this one's for those who love a remote and untouched landscape. It's a 6.2-mile trek across beach and dunes. You know, picture riding through untouched nature, feeling the sand beneath your tires. It's really important to note, however, that there are no water fountains along this trail, so packing water is essential. Also, it's closed from November to March, likely due to weather conditions making the terrain, you know, unsafe.
Yeah, that makes sense. Planning and preparation are definitely key, especially when you're venturing into those more remote areas. Now, rounding out our challenging trail lineup is Staunton River State Park's Riverbank Trail. What's the lowdown on this one?
Yeah, the Riverbank Trail is a bit different from the others in that it's a multi-use path, so you might encounter hikers and horses along the way. It is known for its 8.5 miles of hilly terrain, but the reward is definitely breathtaking. You'll be treated to some panoramic views of Bugs Island Lake, the Dan River, and the Staunton River. It's a challenge with some seriously scenic payoffs.
Okay, I'm adding that one to my list. But I have to admit, all this talk about intense trails is making me want to maybe ease into things a little bit. What about those of us who are looking for something a little less, well, extreme for our first e-bike adventure? What options are out there?
Oh, don't worry. Virginia has plenty of trails for those who, you know, prefer a more relaxed pace. Shenandoah River State Park, for instance, has a great mix of options. You could try Allen's Mountain Trail. It's a 3.2-mile ride with some elevation gain. Or you could opt for the Campbell's Jump Trail, a shorter 2.4-mile loop that's a bit more mellow.
So there's something for everyone, even within the same park. I love that flexibility.
Mm-hmm.
And what about those coastal vibes? Are there any trails that'll let us soak in some ocean views?
Absolutely. First Landing State Park comes to mind. Their Cape Henry Trail is a 6.1-mile gem that's wide, flat, and shaded, perfect for families or those looking for a leisurely ride. You know, there are a few sandy sections that add a bit of a challenge, but you can always reward yourself with a swim at the beach afterwards.
Okay, now you're speaking my language. Beachside biking. Sign me up. But let's move inland for a bit. What's the scoop on Lake Anna State Park and its trails?
Lake Anna is a haven for e-bikers. With 12 trails totaling over 15 miles, there's plenty to explore. Most of them are multi-use and very beginner-friendly. If you're looking for a good starting point, I'd recommend the Gold Hill Trail. It's their longest at 3 miles and offers a moderate challenge with beautiful lake views.
That sounds lovely. But you know, sometimes I just want to cruise along without worrying about hills or technical sections. Are there any trails that are truly easy breezy, perfect for a leisurely afternoon ride?
Yeah, Virginia's got you covered. Highbridge Trail State Park and New River Trail State Park are known for their easy, family-friendly paths. They have minimal elevation change, smooth gravel surfaces, and you can even park at multiple access points along the way. Just perfect for a casual ride.
I can already picture myself gliding along, enjoying the scenery. And speaking of easy access, what about Mason Neck State Park?
Mason Neck is a great option. They have 3 miles of paved, multi-use trails, and they even rent bikes at the visitor center, so you don't even need to bring your own. It's perfect for a spontaneous outing.
Now, all these trails sound amazing, but you know what we're really here for? Those e-bike-specific routes. What's out there that's perfect for maximizing that pedal assist power?
Oh, this is where things get really exciting. Let's start with the Virginia Capitol Trail. This 52-mile paved path connects Richmond and Williamsburg. Passing iconic landmarks like Jamestown Settlement and Colonial Williamsburg, you're basically riding through history.
Wow. I can only imagine the stories that those trails could tell. But what if history isn't your thing, and you're yearning for some mountain majesty?
Then the Virginia Creeper Trail is calling your name. It's a 34-mile round-trip route from Abingdon to Damascus, and it takes you right through the heart of the Appalachian Mountains. Imagine yourself gliding under the lush forest canopy. Surrounded by the serene beauty of the mountains, the pedal assist will definitely come in handy on those inclines.
Okay, that sounds absolutely magical. Now, I remember you mentioning New River Trail State Park a little bit earlier. Is that another e-biking haven?
It is. It's easy to get lost in the sheer variety of trails here. This park boasts over 50 miles of trails following the New River, with options for every skill level. You'll encounter picturesque trestle bridges and maybe even spot some wildlife along the way. It's truly an immersive experience.
It seems like Virginia has really mastered the art of combining that stunning scenery with just fantastic e-biking routes. But let's shift gears for a moment and talk about some unique e-biking adventures and things to keep in mind.
Excellent point. E-biking is more than just trails. It's about the whole experience. For example, Colonial National Historical Park offers a really unique opportunity to explore history on two wheels. They have a mix of paved and gravel paths that wind through Jamestown and Yorktown, connecting major historical landmarks.
What a fantastic way to experience history. And speaking of iconic landscapes, what about Shenandoah National Park and that legendary Skyline Drive?
Yeah, Skyline Drive is a must-do for anyone visiting Virginia. And it's a particularly rewarding challenge for e-bikers. Imagine 105 miles of breathtaking vistas of the Blue Ridge Mountains. It's not exclusively for e-bikes, but that pedal assist will certainly make those climbs a lot more enjoyable.
I can only imagine the sense of accomplishment after conquering those hills. But hey, sometimes we want to enjoy the scenery without feeling like we're training for the Tour de France. You mentioned the Shenandoah Valley Winery Tour a little bit earlier. Tell me more about that.
Yes. This one comes from a personal account of someone who explored Shenandoah County on an e-bike, visiting 3 wineries over a 20-mile route. They raved about how helpful the pedal assist was for those rolling hills, especially considering the added weight of an e-bike compared to a traditional one. And of course, the wine tasting breaks were a highlight.
That sounds like the perfect blend of exercise and indulgence. But speaking of e-bikes and their capabilities, we've got some interesting news regarding EMTB access on the Massanutten and Western Slope Trails.
Yeah, this is a really positive development. The Shenandoah Valley Bicycle Coalition recently decided to allow Class 1 EMTBs, those with pedal assist only, no throttle, on these trails. They've even partnered with Massanutten Resort to create a trail laboratory to study the impact of EMTBs and ensure a sustainable approach.
I love that they're taking such a proactive and responsible approach. It shows a real commitment to expanding access to trails while also protecting the environment. But I'm curious, what prompted them to make this decision in the first place?
Well, it all boils down to their core values: joy, inclusion, and stewardship. They believe that EMTBs have the potential to bring more joy to more people by making trails accessible to those who might not be able to ride them otherwise. And by carefully studying the impact, they're ensuring that the trails are well maintained for future generations.
That's fantastic. Now let's talk about another exciting aspect of Virginia's e-biking scene: gravel biking. I hear the Shenandoah Valley is a gravel grinder's paradise.
You heard right. We actually have information on a guided gravel bike tour offered by Trek Travel. It takes you through the heart of the Shenandoah Valley. It focuses on smooth, fast gravel roads, so it's less about bumpy terrain and more about enjoying the ride.
Okay, that sounds right up my alley. What else is included in this graveltastic adventure?
Well, you'll experience charming accommodations, delicious local cuisine, and even a challenging climb to Reddish Knob, which offers incredible panoramic views. It's a chance to experience the Shenandoah Valley's unique blend of natural beauty and small-town charm.
Wow, we've covered a lot of ground today. From challenging mountain trails to leisurely rides along rivers and through vineyards, Virginia truly has something for every e-bike enthusiast. But before we get too carried away planning our next adventure, let's not forget about those all-important additional resources you mentioned.
Absolutely. If you're looking for more detailed information on specific routes, Bike the Valley and the Shenandoah Valley Bicycle Coalition are fantastic resources. Bike the Valley has a particularly user-friendly website with a comprehensive list of scenic loop rides categorized by county.
That sounds like a great place to start. And of course, we always remind our listeners to check trail rules and regulations before riding, especially when it comes to e-bike access. Different trails have different rules, so it's always good to be prepared.
Couldn't agree more. Being informed ensures everyone has a safe and enjoyable experience on the trails.
Now, with all this talk about specific trails and parks, I'm curious about the bigger picture. What's the overall e-bike landscape looking like in Virginia? Are there any prevailing attitudes or trends we should be aware of?
You know, one thing that's really struck me while researching for this deep dive is the evolving relationship between e-bikes and traditional mountain biking. There's a definite push for inclusivity and accessibility, especially on trails that were, you know, historically for traditional mountain bikes.
That's really interesting. I guess it makes sense, especially with the rise of those Class 1 EMTBs, which, as we mentioned before, are pedal assist only. They don't have a throttle, so they feel much more like a traditional bike, just with a little boost.
Exactly. And that's really at the heart of the debate. There's this growing movement advocating for a change in how EMTBs are classified on national forest trails. Currently, the U.S. Forest Service categorizes them as motorized vehicles, which restricts them to trails that are specifically designated for motorized use.
I can see why that's a point of contention. It seems like there's a strong argument to be made that Class 1 EMTBs, with their pedal assist limited to 20 mile hour, you know, have a minimal impact compared to, say, dirt bikes or ATVs.
Right. And that's what groups like the Shenandoah Valley Bicycle Coalition are working towards. They're gathering data, engaging with land managers, really trying to make the case for responsible EMTB access on national forest trails. They see it as a way to open up the beauty of these trails to a wider range of riders.
It sounds like they're at the forefront of a movement that's gaining momentum across the country.
Mm.
But in the meantime, what options do EMTB riders have if they want to explore national forest land in Virginia?
Well, the George Washington and Jefferson National Forests offer over 1,655 miles of roads that are open to motorized recreation. There are also some designated motorized trail systems like the Potts Mountain Jeep Trail and the South Peddler ATV Trail System. You know, they might not be that single track experience that some riders crave, but they still offer amazing views and a chance to connect with nature.
That's good to know. And it's always important to emphasize respecting trail designations and riding responsibly wherever you are. But, you know, speaking of responsible riding, it reminds me that we need to touch on safety, especially when it comes to e-bikes.
Absolutely. Safety should always be top of mind, whether you're a seasoned rider or just starting out. And e-bikes, with their added weight and speed, bring some, you know, unique considerations.
So safety 101 for e-biking in Virginia. What are our top tips?
First and foremost, always wear a helmet. It seems obvious, but you'd be surprised how many people take unnecessary risks. A helmet is your best protection against head injuries, regardless of your skill level.
Couldn't agree more. And what about being aware of your surroundings? I imagine that's especially important on those multi-use trails.
It is. You need to be mindful of other trail users, you know, hikers, horseback riders, other bikers. Always yield to those on foot or horseback. And a friendly greeting or bell ring can go a long way in preventing collisions.
Right. And it's always good to brush up on basic trail etiquette, like passing safely, staying on designated trails, and respecting trail closures. You know, these are all essential for a harmonious experience for everyone. But let's dive into some e-bike-specific tips. What about handling? Does that extra weight of an e-bike require any adjustments?
That's a great question. Yes, the added weight can definitely affect handling. Especially on descents or when you're navigating technical sections, it's important to adjust your riding style accordingly and maybe dial back the speed a bit until you're comfortable with how the e-bike handles.
That makes perfect sense. And what about battery life? That's something unique to e-bikes that riders need to be mindful of.
Absolutely. Always check your battery level before heading out, especially on those longer rides. And bring a charger if possible. Familiarize yourself with your e-bike's range and power settings to avoid getting stranded.
Speaking of getting stranded, let's talk about trip planning. For someone planning an e-biking trip to Virginia, what are some resources or tips for finding the perfect trail?
Well, we've mentioned Bike the Valley and the Shenandoah Valley Bicycle Coalition, both excellent sources for, you know, detailed trail information. Also, the Virginia State Parks website is a goldmine for finding trails that specifically allow e-bikes.
Right. And don't forget about online forums and social media groups. You can often find firsthand accounts, recommendations, and connect with local riders who can offer, you know, insider tips. But, you know, e-biking isn't just about the trails. Virginia has so much more to offer. What are some other experiences people can enjoy while they're here?
Yeah, Virginia is rich in history, culture, and natural beauty. You know, depending on where you're riding, you might be close to historical landmarks, charming towns, or even those fantastic wineries we talked about earlier.
And let's not forget about the food. Virginia has this vibrant culinary scene, from farm-to-table restaurants to craft breweries and distilleries. You know, it's the perfect way to refuel after a day on the trails.
Exactly. You can explore Shenandoah National Park, visit historical sites like Jamestown and Yorktown, or even spend some time in vibrant cities like Richmond or Charlottesville. There's truly something for everyone.
Okay, I'm officially convinced Virginia needs to be on every e-biker's bucket list. But before we wrap up, I want to bring it back to those incredible trails. We've talked about a lot of options today, but if you had to recommend one trail for someone completely new to e-biking, where would you send them?
Oh, for a beginner, I'd say the Virginia Capital Trail is a great starting point. It's paved, relatively flat, offers stunning views of the James River, and you get a little dose of history along the way. It's the perfect introduction to e-biking.
I love it. A scenic history lesson on two wheels. But let's say you've conquered the Capital Trail, and you're ready for something a bit more immersive, somebody gets you right into nature. What would you recommend?
In that case, I'd suggest the Virginia Creeper Trail. It's mostly flat, follows an old railroad bed, and you're surrounded by lush forests, perfect for easing into off-road e-biking.
Sounds idyllic. But what if you're ready to step it up a notch, test your limits a bit? What's a good intermediate trail that offers a bit more of a challenge?
For that, I'd point them towards Shenandoah River State Park. They have a great mix of trails, from moderate loops to more challenging climbs, all with those incredible views of the river and Massanutten Mountain.
Perfect. A choose-your-own-adventure e-biking experience. But what about those adrenaline junkies out there? The riders who are craving a serious workout and some technical challenges, where should they head?
Oh, they need to check out Pocahontas State Park. The Millstone Trail, with its black diamond features, will definitely put their skills to the test. It's not for the faint of heart.
5 miles of rock gardens and wood skinnies. I've been getting tired just thinking about it. But hey, maybe some folks are looking for a challenge that's less about technical skills and more about endurance. What would you recommend for them?
Yeah, the Riverbank Trail at Staunton River State Park would be a great option. It's 8.5 miles of hilly terrain, so it's definitely a workout. But the panoramic views make it all worthwhile.
Okay, so we've covered the spectrum of trail recommendations, from beginner-friendly to downright challenging. But before we sign off, I have one final question for you. If you had to choose one trail to ride in Virginia, which one would it be and why?
Oh, that's a tough one. There are so many amazing options, but if I had to choose, I'd probably go with Shenandoah River State Park.
I had a feeling you might say that.
Mm-hmm.
What is it about that park that makes it so special?
It just has this perfect balance of challenge and scenery. The trails offer a great variety, so you can really tailor your ride to your skill level. And the views of the river and mountains are simply breathtaking. Plus, it's just a really peaceful and serene place to, you know, escape and connect with nature.
I can definitely see the appeal. You know, as we wrap up this deep dive, it's clear that Virginia is an e-biking paradise.
Yeah.
From its diverse trails to its rich history and culture, there's something here for everyone.
You know, what's really fascinating to me is how e-bikes have become this catalyst for conversations about inclusivity, sustainability, and responsible recreation. It's not just about the technology itself, but about how we use it to connect with nature, with each other, and with ourselves.
Beautifully said. So to all our listeners out there, we encourage you to give e-biking in Virginia a try. Explore those trails, soak in those views, and discover the joy of pedal-assisted adventure. And who knows, maybe we'll see you out there.
Happy trails, everyone!